St. Luke here in chapter 16 of Acts, again, you see, he's trying to teach us what is the church? Who is the church? How do you live in the church? You live in the church by being directed by the Holy Spirit and doing exactly what he tells you. That's how you live in the church. So you have this thing first here. You could see how much Paul liked Timothy right away. He had a good eye there. And he turned out, later in the letter to the Philippians, he says, I got nobody like Timothy. They're all seeking their own stuff. These are some pretty good fellas. But they all looking for their own stuff, except Timothy. He's my man. I can send him someplace, and all he cares about is the glory of the Lord, and the good of the people. That's all. That's Timothy. So he spotted him. But he's got a Jewish mother. So he's not a Gentile. He's a Jew. You're a Jew if you have a Jewish mother. That's that. There were plenty of non-practicing Jews in Germany who were killed by Hitler because they had a Jewish mother. So he knew, and everybody knew, as he says here in the text, huh? Everybody knew that, and his father was Greek, which meant that boy is not going to get circumcised. He's my son. He's not going to get circumcised. And now, yes. But it was because he should have been. He's a Jew. That's the first lesson you learn, see? Delicacy, intelligence. Let the Holy Spirit teach you how to relate to everybody. Yes, they have a point. The man's a Jew, so he should have been circumcised. So I want him with me, and he's going to be important to me. So why create obstacles when there's a real leg for them to stand on? All right. And so then they move on, okay? They went to the Phrygian and Galatian territory because they had been prevented by the Holy Spirit. That's interesting, isn't it? Holy Spirit, don't go there. Go there. That's normal church life. Normal. That the Holy Spirit should be able to tell us what to do. They came to Mysia. They tried to go into Bithynia, but the Spirit of Jesus did not allow them. Luke is showing us how the church is led. And then, that night, Paul had a vision. A Macedonian. How did he know he was Macedonian? Well, the Macedonian had a very characteristic way of dressing. Maybe that was why. They had used to wear these funny, long, pointed hats and shoes that turned up and had little things at the end of them, the Macedonians. So, this is significant, because passing over into Macedonia means going into Europe. And this is the first movement of Paul into Europe. And so this is what the Lord wanted. No, don't go there. Okay, Lord. No, don't go there. All right. And then in a vision, go there. And so, and then the last interesting thing about this passage, when he had seen the vision, we sought passage. How come we? And who's the other one? Probably Luke. And the we passages, the famous we passages, start right here. Now, does that mean, as it could mean, that up to this point, Luke had gathered information from everybody else? And now, you see, when they're wherever they are, they're probably someplace in Asian territory, which would mean a little bit east or west of where they were, and they're in Mysia. Does that mean Luke was from Mysia? Who knows? Somehow, though, at that point, he seems to join the missionary band. And there'll be a lot of we passages after this point. That's learning about the church, because the church is the physical presence of Christ on earth. How do we act? How do we let the power of Christ live in us? Through the Holy Spirit. So that's why, as everybody points out, this the term Acts of the Apostles, it's modeled on Greco-Roman stories, the writing of the Acts of so-and-so and the Acts of so-and-so. This book is really the Acts of the Holy Spirit. The Acts of the Apostles, actually it's mostly Peter and Paul. This is the Acts of the Holy Spirit. Now, we start this section in John 15, 18, again. See, this is Pentecost time. We're getting ready for Pentecost. What else do we have to learn about life in the church? Persecution. If the world hates you, realize that it hated me first. Now, why? And what world hates? What world is that that hates, you see? It goes in levels, doesn't it? There's a deep center. I'm going to read you a passage in a moment. And then there's all the way up to just nice people who don't know what they're doing, you know. And in between, everybody who hates or doesn't hate the presence of Christ on earth, that is, the church. Now, the interesting thing is, you see, all this warning about the world. So stay away from it. No, go preach to it. Those are your brothers and sisters. They have an eternal life. They hate you. Well, get them over it. These are the people Christ died for. We're not forming a holiness club. This is the church. Pray for them, weep for them, preach to them, pray over them, heal them. But they hate us. Oh, look where your life was before you knew Christ. And so, you see, we're not a holiness club. We're a church. But be smart. You see, there is one who hates you. And him, you can't evangelize. It's over for him. And at that level, all this stuff is orchestrated through the prejudices and hatreds and ignorances of all kinds of people. Joseph Goebbels, in 1937, in retaliation for the fact that Pius XI had written this Mit Brennender Sorge, this encyclical, condemning Nazism, said this is an evil movement. In 37, he said that. Retaliation. A few priests who were accused of pedophilia, it's not pedophilia, it's homosexuality, but they don't want to use that word. Technically, I think it's after the age of 6, or 8 or 12, whatever it is, it's no longer pedophilia, it's homosexuality. And so there were some priests, and Goebbels got up and gave this speech. This is the Catholic Church. This is what's going on in the Catholic Church. It's up to us to stop this. They arrested those priests and plenty of others, many of whom were innocent, and sent them off to concentration camp. Find the weakness in the church. God knows we got millions of them. And then go after it. Isn't that what's going on right now? See, Satan is not bright. You know, he's got a few techniques and they work, so he keeps them up. And here's another one. And so, the world. Yes, that's why the Lord tells us, be wise as serpents, know what's going on. But simple as doves, trust Jesus and go. Preach, talk. You know, on the plane, on the bus, in the grocery store, just even if you 2 minutes, smile. Be nice to people. You know, I sometimes think in God the Father's plan for somebody, it may take 116 hits before they get it. And you might be number 112. You just do what you're supposed to do and leave the rest to the Lord. But don't miss a chance. Now, I want to read this text because it's so... This is a great Jovanine scholar. Actually, he was my doctor father. Father Nunasian Mola, a great holy man. And Jovanine scholar all his life. And he's, you know, he's trying to show us this is a dualistic situation, you see. The world, God so loved the world that he sent his only son. So it's not an intrinsically evil place. But there is a force in this world that can corrupt it and kill you. And that's what he's talking about. This is what he says. This is, I thought I'd, when I was praying, I thought, oh, I must get Mullah's definition of the cosmos, of the world, and read it, because it's enlightening. The dualistic structure, good and evil, is not for John a cosmic or a metaphysical context. It's not, you know, it's built into the system. That's the Gnostic view. It is a spiritual structure which sets forth a reality of the moral order and which demonstrates at what depth salvation intervenes in your life and mine, what struggles it must face, what an abyss of pride and rebellion it must overcome. Jovanine dualism is inscribed within a world of liberty and choice. The notion of world serves to unmask the demonic universe of refusal and rejection. Very insightful. And so don't go near the world. Yeah, go to the other world. Get into the world. Preach to it, but don't get touched by it. Because at its center is Satan, who hates God and is trying to destroy lives and ruin cultures and ruin people and ruin. So be smart. But realize that we're called to preach, to care, to pray, intercede. You know, my God, how many people know enough on a Saturday morning to come to Mass, for heaven's sake? That's because we're so smart and holy. No. By the pure mercy of God. Well, why did we pray enough till next week? Maybe there's another 100 come. We'll move into the other room.